I look like an X-rated Mrs. Claus. Holly North did a double take at her brazen image in the full-length mirror. That's the point. I don't think Santa would approve. Au contraire. I have it on good authority Santa loves naughty girls way more than nice girls. You should see what they get for Christmas. I can't wear this. My nipples are practically showing. Holly yanked up the red leather bustier. Ivy jerked the bustier back down. Leave it. Customers want to believe they're getting a free peep show. Holly gaped at her friend, Ivy Lane, owner of Sugar Plums, a gentleman's club, a.k.a. a high-class strip joint. She gestured to the skin-tight leather pants, the shelf-like bustier that displayed her boobs like Christmas ornaments, and the 4-inch poinsettia red stilettos. No man out there is going to buy that I'm the infamous Mistress Christmas, regardless if I'm wearing the costume. It's all in the attitude, sweetums. Ivy frowned and tugged the black leather pants to Holly's hip bones. Actually, it's in the hips. Swivel 'em, baby. Great. Holly stared at the exposed section of her stomach where the bustier and the pants gapped. She turned sideways. Truthfully, she didn't look half bad. Pilates 3 times a week kept her belly from jiggling like a bowl full of jelly. Still, as she stared at the smoky-eyed, half-naked stranger in the mirror, she wondered if she should have skipped the last glass of mulled wine. How could she even consider parading in public dressed this way? Just cop an attitude. Rule number 1, sell yourself, Ivy intoned. Stop acting like an accountant. But I am an accountant. Ivy was her best pal and top client. When Holly had impulsively stopped by to drop off quarterly tax forms, Ivy had pleaded with Holly to cover Mistress Christmas's shift. Not only was the real mistress sick, half of the bartenders and bouncers were out sick too. Since Sugar Plums was a Christmas-themed strip joint, the club was especially swamped during the holidays. And since Holly was a sucker, she had a hard time saying the word no to her desperate friend. But a teeny part of her was excited to break out of the boring mold and act bold and daring. You are a damn good accountant, Halls. However, you are also one gorgeous woman. Ivy slathered on the flattery as thick as Tom and Jerry batter. You shouldn't hide this hot, curvy body under tweed, wool, and prim looks. Shake it. Flaunt it. I guarantee my customers are gonna eat you up. Holly's eyes widened. But you said I wouldn't actually have to get on stage and dance. I can't strut around like a holiday dominatrix. What if someone recognizes me? Trust me, I barely recognize you. Ivy sighed. Anyway, you don't have to strip. And it's not like I expect you to do lap dances. We'll announce you, you'll walk across the stage, and then you'll mingle with the customers. That's all? She asked skeptically. Yep. You can come back to the dressing rooms and chill between divinities and candy cane sets if you want. Ivy rummaged through a cardboard box of props, muttering to herself. Aha! She waved a red velvet mask at Holly. Put this on. It'll give you an air of mystery and a measure of privacy. Fine. Holly slid the mask over her face, careful not to smear the artfully applied makeup or jostle the tinsel threaded through her hair. The minute that sinfully soft velvet caressed her skin, Holly's modesty miraculously vanished. Wow. She didn't look like Holly North, respectable accountant. She looked like a complete sex pot. Oh, yeah. This could be fun. Freeing. Getting in the holiday spirit, Holly smiled coyly at Ivy in the mirror. Hand me the red lipstick. Do you think I should dust snowy glitter across my cleavage? Or would that be too much?